Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit who calls us to faith by the gospel and keeps us in the one true faith until the reappearing of our Lord and Savior Christ our King. Our text this morning is taken from the gospel lesson that was read. Jesus, in the midst of God's people, remind them that he is indeed the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the whole world. And they said, "From now on, give us this bread." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst." But the question I ask this morning, why are so many hungering and thirsting in a world of plenty? Why are so many people in our communities have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why, in the midst of our worshiping God ourselves in the sanctuary of our four walls, that we have not the courage or the strength to go out and proclaim the good news of God's grace? So there are those who are hurting the most that God has sent his bread, eternal bread, into the world. And he is Jesus Christ. And that he has died for the sins of the world. Your sins and my sins and all of those who have sinned against God. And that means all mankind. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. F.F. Bruce in his commentary tells us that the soul's deepest thirst is for God himself, who has made us so that we can never be satisfied without him. That the soul's deepest thirst is for God himself, who has made us that we can never be satisfied without him. Hungering and thirsting in a world of plenty. Jesus is the food of eternal life, my friends. Jesus is the true manna who has come down from heaven. Jesus is God's eternal fount of eternal salvation to all mankind. Jesus is the representative of the deity made flesh. Jesus is the one who has come into the world so that men and women and children who are hungering and thirsting after a God who has made them that they can never be satisfied without him can find a sense of faith and life in Christ and in Christ alone. Jesus is God's only begotten Son to a world who is hungering and thirsty. Jesus is the bread of life. This came home to me oftentimes when in the city of Houston, when someone would come by the church hungering and would simply say, "Well, Pastor, we need something to eat. Do you have a food bank here?" And I would say, "Well, we had once, but we don't have one now." And I would sit there and look in the hungry eyes of this family, and I myself would be full of all of the great blessings that God has given me in life. And I, as the pastor of that congregation, would want to preach Christ to them, would want to tell them that, "Look, you're looking for bread on this earth, but there's a greater bread, there's an eternal bread. His name is Jesus." Sometimes they would in reply say to me, "But Pastor, I am a Christian. I believe and trust in God. And simply because I have fallen on bad times doesn't mean that I don't believe in Jesus. It simply means that I have fallen on bad times and I'm now looking for the church to help." But so many times we pull back and we close the doors and we don't do anything for those who are hurting the most. Surely they perhaps need physical bread, but they also need the bread of life. Surely they need the bread of life, but sometimes they also need physical bread. It is a very difficult thing in the parish to sometimes distinguish between the bread of life and the hunger of the world. It is very difficult because we have been called to proclaim the good news of God's grace for all mankind, that God sent his Son Jesus into the world to die for sin. But it's a very difficult thing when people are hungering and thirsting, when they have no job, they have no food, they have no home. They have nothing, and yet we who have all the things that God has given us sometimes don't even share with them those things. Am I saying that we should be men who go out and preach the gospel on one hand and on the other hand out of the back door of the church to pass out food? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is this, that there are those in our communities who are not like us. They don't have the middle class status that we have. They don't have a two-car garage, a nice home. They don't have a car to drive in. They're hurting and they're lonely and they're looking for the bread of life. They're looking for someone to share with them this bread of life, the one who came down from heaven to give them life, hope, and a sense of living. Yes, indeed, we live in a torn and a broken world. It was torn and broken in the day of Jesus. But Jesus saw the need also of people that he fed them. This text tells us, this whole chapter reminds us of this whole life of Jesus as he went throughout Galilee. The text tells us in the first part of this that he fed 5,000, that he gave them bread to eat. It tells us that he performed a miracle. Many of them wanted to make him king because of all of these things going on in their lives, but he reminded them, yes, God provides daily food also for us, and we know that as we look at the Lord's Prayer, that tells us that. But he also says that God provides us spiritual food, and he is that spiritual food. I am the bread of life who came down from heaven that you may have eternal life. Jesus supplies our every need. A pastor used to put his sermon text in the newspaper for Sunday morning. He called in to the news reporter and said, this is what I want to preach on. The Lord is my shepherd. The lady said, the Lord is your shepherd? He said, yes. She said, is there anything else? The pastor replied, that's enough. The Sunday morning when the newspaper came out, the text in the newspaper was this, the Lord is my shepherd, that's enough. God is indeed our shepherd and that's enough for us. But he is also the shepherd of those who are lonely, those who are hurting, those who would hear the good news of the gospel if we would only go out and proclaim the good news. I asked the field ed class the other day this question, and I pondered this question a lot as I was a pastor in the parish. Is it possible that there were people in my community, people who surrounded my parish, is it possible that perhaps there are some people out there who are dying and going to hell because we who have the gospel do not have the courage to go out and proclaim it? Is it possible that there are people around our community hungering and thirsting to hear the good news of God's grace in Christ, but we ourselves have not gone out to preach the good news of God's grace? And that is a question that always haunted me as a pastor. Is it possible that there is someone that I may pass by today who are lonely, who are hurting, who are waiting for someone to share with them some good news, and I myself pass by them and never say a word? Is it possible that that could be the problem with so many who are dying in our world today? Jesus supplies our every need, and he has supplied the every need of all mankind in the world. Jesus supplies so much that it overflows to the lives of others through us, my friends. Yes, the soul's deepest thirst is for God, who has made us that we can never be satisfied without him. But what about those who are hurting? What about those who are thirsting? What about those who are hungering? What about those who are waiting? What about those who are crying out for someone to proclaim some good news to them in this bad news world? I am the bread of life, Jesus says. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. It reminds me of the Great Commission that God tells us to go out and proclaim this good news, that the bread of life has come down from heaven, that God has clothed himself in the frailty of humanity, and he walks among us, and he knows our cares, he knows our needs, he knows our hungering and our thirsting, that God himself came down to die on that cross so that you and I might not have to die there, my friends. To me, each day, that was good news as I got up to go and do my work in the parish and in my community. That it was good news to me that God died for me on that cross and I did not have to carry the cross myself, so I can go out and proclaim this good news that God sent the bread of life into the world to die for the sins of the world. And that means those who are out there who are hungering and thirsting for the bread of life. But it was so easy for days that I would go into my office and I would close my door and I would turn on my computer and there I would play on my computer. It was so easy for me to divest myself from the world, thinking about all of the problems that are out there, thinking about the homeless, thinking about those who are hurting, thinking about the drug addictions, thinking about the teenage pregnancy, thinking about the violence, the rape, and all of those things going on the streets of Houston. It was so easy for me to go into my office and sometimes not even to worry about my own parishioners, to get caught up in my own little world. Yes, Jesus is my bread of life, but what does that mean to the world? It was so easy for me to do that, and then something comes and shakes me and said, this is not why I have called you here. I have called you to get out into the community and amongst God's people and remind them that I am the bread of life, and that in the midst of life's trials and tribulations and sorrows, that I am there to feed and to encourage and to strengthen them. That in the midst of the hopelessness of life, that I have reached down in the water of baptism and created in you a new heart. That in the midst of the falling and the stumbling and the trials of life, that I bring you before the altar there to strengthen and encourage you in your faith so you can rise up and go out and do the work that I have called you to do. I am the bread of life. I am the one who came down into the world to die for your sins. I am the bread of life. Look to me, hungering and thirsting in a world of plenty. Yes, when we look out there, my friends, many of you will go out into communities that are torn by many things out there. And sometimes the attempt is simply to draw the line, to cover the wagons, and to preach Christ to those who are sitting in the pews. Sometimes the attempt is to say, well, I've been called here to do just word and sacrament ministry. And so we'll gather an evangelism team to go out and tell those about Christ. But I'm reminded of what Paul said to the young man Timothy, that not only that he had been called to preach the word and to administer the sacraments, but God has called him to be an evangelist to his community also. That God has called him to also proclaim the good news of God's grace to those who are not in the confines of those walls of that church, but outside in that community also. My friends, the challenge today is that you and I must go out and proclaim the good news of God's grace. And it is not easy in the world in which we live. The challenge is to somehow to go out into a broken world and remind people that the bread of life has come among them and that he loves them and that he cares about them. To somehow to break through a loveless world and to proclaim the beauty of God's love. Somehow to break through the hopelessness that people's lives are so torn apart and to remind them that the bread of life is the hope of the world. To somehow remind them that God has somehow intervened into his creation, that he is not some indifferent spectator to the lives of the people of the world, but that God cares for the world, that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. The 17th verse says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. But what a great challenge that is. In a world that is hungering and thirsting, in a world that oftentimes finds so many fast food remedies for life, how difficult that is to share this bread of life in a hungering and a thirsting world. It is very difficult because too many times when we've been fed with all of the things of the world, it's hard to see Jesus. It's hard to see Jesus in the midst of the brokenness of our lives, in the midst of a dysfunctional society that we live in. But you and I have been called, my friends, with the gospel of hope, with the gospel of truth, that Jesus is the bread of life, and he is still the bread of life when he proclaimed it then, and he is the bread of life now for a world that is hungering and thirsting after God who has created it, that it can never be satisfied without him. It came home again once to me when a call came from a congregation in Chicago, and they needed someone to come and preach. The pastor had taken another call to a suburban church. This congregation was in the midst of the inner city of inner cities. Even in the midst of Houston, as huge as it was, when I drove into this city of Chicago and saw some of the inner cities, I'd really never seen that before. And my wife became terrified as we were driving around at night to find the church. And she said, we need to get out of this community. We don't belong in this community. And I turned to her and I said, dear, well, don't you think that these people need to know about Jesus also? And it was kind of funny. She said, yes, they need to know about Jesus, but the problem is they may hurt us in the process. And finally, we left the community, went to the hotel, and in the morning found the church once again. And it dawned on me that even my own wife, and whom had been with me all of the years that I've preached in the parish in Houston, even my own wife did not understand the real reason that God has called us into the world. That God is not some indifferent spectator to his creation. That he knows that people are hurting and hungry. He knows that they are helpless. He knows that they're killing one another on the major streets in America. But he has called us with courage and hope to go out and remind them in the midst of the violence of the world that Jesus is still the bread of life. And your hungering and thirsting is for God who has created you, that you can never be satisfied without him. My prayer is that we will go out with that message and not indifferate between people or communities or things that are happening, but share the good news of the bread of life, that he has come into the world for all mankind. Amen.